In 1988, I received a telephone call from an old friend, the wife of a Hollywood actor and gifted writer and actress. She asked me if she could give my private telephone number to one of her friends, but didn't explain who it was or why. A few moments later, my telephone rang again, and I heard a familiar voice say slowly, "This is Marlon Brando." It really wasn't necessary for him to identify himself, like millions of people who had spent a sizable portion of their lives in a darknet motion picture theater. I recognized his voice. Like millions of other people during the past 40 years, I had grown up with it.